Interpretation Center. The Interpretation Center is interesting for visitors because of as much as its container as its content. It is located in the Encomienda House of La Orden de Santiago. It has a majestic facade where the bays are symmetrically arranged to the main entrance, which is emphasized by a shell and the marble enclosure of the jambs and lintel. Entrance. Here, we can enjoy the extensive cultural heritage of Medina de las Torres by an audiovisual display. Room 2. In this place, you can pick up a map that will guide you through the different rooms of the Interpretation Center, as well as other tourist material of our town. Room 3. Pieces found in 19th century excavations. The first archaeological excavations carried out in contribute a date back to 1845. Among the numerous discoveries found by José Antonio Barrientos, two sculptures wearing a toga and a torso came to light. View the audiovisual production that tells us about these sculptures and observe two other pieces of interest, such as an altar and a relief. Maitre Augusta's altar. An altar with the first dedication to the Maitre Auguste, a worship in the Indo-European tradition, in Celtic Bituria, and also in Hispania by the first serviri of the town. J. A. Barrientos is the first who drew this inscription. This appeared in the manuscript he sent as correspondent of the Provincial Commission of Historical and Artistic Monuments in the province of Badajoz, in which he details the archaeological discoveries on the Hill of Los Ecos. Barrientos thinks that, due to the quality and the typology of the inscriptions found there, must have been a very important site here, which must have been the urban center of the municipium. Funerary relief. This piece was found in the funerary area located to the west and outside the city walls, at the foot of several access roads. The elements that appear in the relief, a central laurel wreath, two winged erots and the torches. They are decorative motifs that relate the piece with the funerary world. In this case, they form part of the decoration of the pediment of a small shrine flanked by columns. Room 4. Archaeology in Extremadura in the 19th century. We open a parenthesis in the Roman world to narrate a discovery that was made in the railway works in Medina de las Torres in 1903. These works were carried out by British engineers and technicians. Archaeological remains were discovered in the railway station. Three magnificent warrior statuettes belonging to the Tartessian Iberian culture appeared among them. The present replica is the same that is in the British Museum, where it was sold by one of the British foremen who worked there. The warrior shown here is possibly one of the best Tartessian statuettes found to date. Its 34 centimeters height makes it an exceptional size among the smaller bronzes, which speaks for the quality of the casting. The details of the perforations in the eyes, probably to embed the iris in another material, as well as the arms placed at different heights, probably holding the shield and dagger, are examples of the quality of this figure. The warrior from Medina de las Torres has a series of characteristics that make it an exceptional sculpture. It is the subject of different studies and documentaries. Room 5. Audiovisual Room. In this room you can see an audiovisual summary of the Roman city. Take a seat and immerse yourself in our Roman city courtyard with archaeological pieces. In the courtyard, different pieces as pedestals and shafts made of materials like granite, marble, are shown. Room 6. Non-invasive techniques. In this room you can learn about the different non-invasive techniques applied in the city through an audiovisual piece and boards that show us the photography taken with the thermal and air camera used to locate the amphitheater. In addition, a piece belonging to this construction is shown in the central part. Room 7. The excavations of the 21st century, the temple. Excavations in 2011 confirmed not only the presence of an amphitheater, but also the existence of an urban shrine in a nearby area. This room shows photographs of the excavations, some of the pieces found and a scale model. Room 8. The excavations of the 21st century, the forum and its surroundings. Through large infographics we can see how the forum and its majestic basilica were, a domus or the priestly college of Minerva. In addition, other excavated parts of the city are also illustrated, such as one of the access gates and the guardhouse, as well as the commercial or craft area.